Good morning.
Morning.
How is everybody doing? Everybody's doing well. Parents, you doing good? The rest of them go back to school tomorrow. And you all take a vacation. Sister Bethea, did you make breakfast for Brother Bethea this You took him to dinner last night? No, that don't count. This is the day. I'll pray for a sister. I'm going to pray for a brother. If one day you should get up and make breakfast, is the day that the Lord spare him for another day. The day is Brother Bethea's birthday. So y'all, when y'all see him, say happy birthday. Amen. With a smile. Amen. Those of you who are visiting with us who may not be members of the Lord's church, we say welcome. We're happy you're here. We're so grateful that you have taken time to be with us this morning. We realize you could have went someplace else, but you decided to come to visit with us today. If you hear from another congregation of the Lord's people, it is so good to see you. It is always good when we can open God's book, study his word, which is able to save our souls. And those of us who labor here at the East Baltimore congregation, we expect to see you on the first day of the week. I think it was John that said, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all of our past sins. And then the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So good to see everybody. It's good to be here. Thank you, Brother Franklin. Thank you, Brother Goodman. I'm going to make 2 points, and then the lesson is yours. Christianity. Religion. 95% of religion is gone away from saving souls to be just about money. And religion, as God planned it before the foundation of the world, has gone away. Every now and then, we just need to go back to just the fundamental purpose of what God had in mind before the foundation of the world. When Paul left Timothy with those elders at Ephesus, he said that God had adopted the Gentiles as children. And this was his plan before the foundation of the world. And as adopted sons and daughter of God, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And for the first three chapters of this Ephesian letter, what Paul does is tell us how good God is to us. And now, and from 4 to 6, he tells us what we need to do to inherit the blessings of God. He says that the Ephesian church was living as beggars in a world of wealth. Think about that. You at a buffet, Tammy, but you won't eat the food, and you're starving. Ain't that something? You're at a buffet, all you can eat, but you decided that you won't eat it. What else can God do for us? Ephesians chapter 4, the passage that was read into the Bible. Everybody got a Bible? Let's read. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 3, the Bible says what? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. For there's one body, one Spirit, even as you are called, one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, through all, and in you all. Listen to what the apostle says. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Religious division is a sin before God. Amen. Religious division is a sin before God. Now, how did you come to that conclusion, preacher? Because the apostle said, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And then he gives us seven ones. That's what he does. He gives us seven ones. How can you divide one? Can you divide one? One is just one. So what Paul decides to do, he wants us to understand that it's our responsibility to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Troy, get ready, Troy. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 10, the Bible says, I beseech you. You ready, Troy? Tammy, can you help Troy out? I'm Troy. Troy,
I beseech
you. Troy, are we going to do this thing?
We're going to do it.
Okay. Listen to what he said. Now I beseech you, brethren, and I could just quote that, but I need emphasis. All right. So when Troy reads this stuff, then I'll preach it.
Now I beseech you, brethren.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren.
By the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
By the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That you all speak the same thing.
That you what?
All speak the same thing.
That you do what? Do what, Troy?
That you all speak the same thing.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you all speak the same thing. And that there be what?
No division.
And that there be no division amongst you. In other words, I beg you that you all speak the same thing. And if you all speak the same thing, there'll be no division. As long as you speak the same thing, there could be no division. As long as you speak the same thing, there can be no division. That is why my stand this morning is religion, division is a sin before God. You got a church over there on this corner. You got another church on the other side of the street. Then you got one down the street, but none of them are speaking the same thing. You got one that say baptism is not essential. You got one that say Saturday to keep the Sabbath day holy. You got one that's saying you can come whenever you want to. When you don't speak the same thing, you have division. And one of the worst things that man could ever do is to bring division into religion. But Paul says that you all should speak the same thing. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul writes this letter to Timothy and he says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. Paul says all scriptures has been given by the inspiration of God. And then John in John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, so it was in the beginning. So now John says that the Word was God, the Word was with God, and then in 14 he said, the Word became flesh and dwell among us. And then Paul writes this letter to the church, to Timothy, and said, all the scriptures is given by the inspiration of God. And then he comes in Ephesians 1 and he says that there is but one. Then he writes to the church at Corinth and he said, that we all speak the same thing. Deuteronomy chapter 18, Troy. The one thing that we must understand, brothers and sisters, there is a pattern that God had set in motion through the annals of time. And God has not changed his pattern from creation unto this day. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, Troy, and verse number 18, what does the Bible says?
The Bible reads, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren.
Yes.
Like unto thee.
Listen to what God said.
And will put my words in his mouth.
Stop right there, Troy. God says, I will raise them up a prophet. Now, when God was talking, he was talking to Moses. But he says unto Moses, I will raise them up a prophet. Yeah. From where? From amongst their people.
Yeah.
Not like you, Moses, but I'm going to raise them up a different prophet. And who God was talking about, he was talking about Jesus Christ the Messiah. And listen to what God said. I will put my words
in his mouth.
In his mouth. Read, Troy.
And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him.
Listen to what God said. God said, now remember what Paul says in the 1 Corinthians, that we all must speak the same thing. So now watch God. God said he was going to raise up a prophet. And then God said, I will put my words in the mouth of the prophet. And then the prophet shall what? Speak his word to who? To the people. Now, where did the prophet get the word from? From God. The prophet is not allowed to speak his own word. God put the word of into the prophet's mouth, and the prophet is to speak according to that which God gave him to speak. Read, Troy.
to my word.
Listen to what God says.
Which he shall speak in my name.
God said,
I will require it of heaven.
Stop, Troy. We got to preach this.
Come on, preach.
God said, he will give the prophet the word to speak.
Amen.
And whoever does not hearken or listen to the words that I have given the prophet to speak, what's going to happen, Troy?
I will require it of him.
God gave Jesus the word to speak to the people. And whoever do not hear to the word that I have given Jesus to speak, I'm going to require of him, or I'm going to hold him accountable to the word. Now, where did Jesus get the word from? From God. Jesus got the word from God. And when Jesus got the word from God, God required Jesus to speak the word to the people. John chapter 17, Troy. In John chapter 1, in verse number 17, the Bible said the law was given to Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So whatever is going to happen, wherever grace is dispensed, wherever grace is revealed, it will come by Jesus Christ. John chapter 17, Troy, and verse 8.
For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me.
Hold up, Troy. God said, I'm going to give you the word. Now Jesus come and said, I have given them the word which thou hast given me. Troy, go back up to 4 for me, Troy. Right there. Verse 4.
I have glorified thee on the earth.
Yes.
I have finished the work which thou gavest me.
Uh-huh.
Five.
Listen. Jesus said, I have glorified you on earth. The work that you have given unto me, I have finished. Christ had now died, getting ready to go back to heaven. So he says to the Father, I have glorified you on earth. I have finished everything that you have asked me to finish. Now I am ready to take my rightful place back with you. What does verse 5 say, Troy?
And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self.
Listen.
With the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
Listen to what Jesus said. I'm finished what you asked me to do. Mm-hmm. Now I want you to glorify me like I was glorified before I came to this earth. Glory, I have glorified you. Now glorify me. Give me back my rightful place in the kingdom of God. But now watch. Deuteronomy said that God said he was going to raise up a prophet. He would give the prophet the word to speak. And the prophet will speak the word to the people. What am I trying to establish in here this morning? I want us to see that if we all speak the same thing, there could be no division among us. But so many times people think that it's the preacher that's given the word that came from glory. But watch this now. In John chapter 17, in verse 8, Troy? Read that.
Verse 8.
Uh-huh.
For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me.
Hold up. Who's speaking? Jesus. He said, I have given them the word. Who was the them? He had 12 apostles. And he says now, I have given them the word that thou has. Watch the progression of this thing. God give Jesus the word. Jesus give the word to the disciples. Where did disciples get the word from? From Jesus. Where did Jesus get the word from? From God. So the word is passed down. Read, Troy. I have given them the word
which thou
hast given me. Listen to this. I have given them the word. They have received the word, and they are convinced that I came from you. There's no question in the mind of Jesus that the word came from God. He had given the word to the apostles, and the apostle believed that Jesus Christ came from God. Drop down to 14, Troy.
All right. And I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them.
Listen to this. I have given them thy word. The New American Standard said, I have given them your word. And because I have given them your word, the world hates them. You remember when Jesus had told the disciples that you can't serve two masters? You're going to love one and hate the other? In other words, you cannot love the world and love the Lord also. Let me say that again. You cannot love the world and love the Lord also.
Amen.
Why? Because the world has its own God. The prince, remember what Paul had said to the church? The prince of this world had what? Darkened your mind. The prince of this world has darkened your mind to the word of God. Verse 15, Troy.
I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world.
Right.
But that thou shouldest keep them from the evil.
Listen. I'm not praying that you take them out of the world, because that's where the lost people is. But don't allow the world to swallow them up. Don't take them out the world, because I came into the world that I could reveal you to the world. And if you take them out of the world, they will not reveal unto people what I have taught them.
All right.
Verse 18, Troy.
And thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them.
Watch the transition. You sent me into the world. I sent them into the world. There is no other dangerous place than to send God into the world. And then God turned around and sent the apostles into the world. Now, where is the sin for people? They're in the world. They are in the world. Verse 20, Troy.
Neither pray I for these alone.
Listen to what he says now.
But for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
Stop, Troy. neither pray I for these alone. Who's the these? I'm not praying for the apostles only, but I'm praying for them who would believe on me through their word. Who's that? That's us. I'm not praying for the apostles alone, but I'm praying for all of them who would believe on me through their word. Well, where did they get the word from? From Jesus. The apostles get the word from Jesus. Jesus got the word from God. The apostles teach us the word. Where did we get the word from? The apostles. Where did they get it from? From Jesus. Where did Jesus get the word from? From God. See, what we have to understand, I am not standing up here telling you this morning that religion is a bad thing. But I am telling you that religion, decisiveness, or division is a bad thing. So if we got the word from the apostles, and the apostles got the word from Jesus, and Jesus got the word from God, and we're doing what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10, if we all speak the same thing, there couldn't be denomination. That's just a fact. That is just a fact. If we all are speaking the same thing, there cannot be denomination. Now let me get into the church. We are not the church because of the name that's on the building. We are the church because of the word. When the church of Christ leave the word, they're denominationalism. I don't care what. Come on, y'all. God got the word. Look, just watch. He gave the word to Jesus. Jesus gave the words to the apostles. The apostle gave the word to us. Where is the breakdown? Ask yourself. Where is the breakdown? I know the breakdown couldn't be in the Godhead, because when Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, I will send you another comforter, and he shall guide you unto all truth. He didn't say that the comforter was coming with a different word. He said the Holy Ghost will guide you in the things that you have studied. If you haven't studied the word, the Holy Ghost can't help you. Holy Ghost can't help you. You say, well, isn't the Holy Ghost God? Yes, the Holy Ghost is God. But the Holy Ghost, it wasn't the Holy Ghost's responsibility to bring the word. God, Jesus got the word from God. Jesus gave the word to the apostles. The apostle gave the word to us. Well, where does the Holy Ghost come in? When you obey the word, the Holy Ghost bring back to your remembrance the word that you have studied. I spent 17 years in the Methodist Church. The Holy Ghost don't know nothing about the Methodist Church. Let me say that again. See, y'all trying. I'm trying to get done. I only got 10 more minutes. I spent 17 years in the Methodist Church. And the Holy Ghost don't know nothing about the Methodist Church. Now, how can I say that? God gave the word to Jesus.
All right.
Jesus gave the word to the apostles. Wow. The apostle gave the word to us. And ain't none of them said anything about the Methodist Church. So where did it come from? Religious division.
All right. All right.
Now, are there good people in the Methodist Church? Amen. Of course they are. But being good people does not qualify you to go to heaven. Now, if the word came from God to Jesus, and Jesus gave the word to the apostle, who gave the word to us, and say that salvation is in the world, wouldn't you think God would have put Methodists in the Bible somewhere? I mean, y'all getting quiet.
Come on, preacher.
All I'm doing is exegeting the scriptures. And I didn't quote it. I had Troy to read it. So if you got a Bible, you're reading the same thing that Troy reading from. Listen, Jesus said, neither pray I for these alone, but for all of those who should come after them. Troy, verse 21.
That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me,
yeah,
and I in thee, that they also may be one in us.
Stop right there, Troy. I started off the lesson. There's one Lord,
yeah. Yeah.
And one faith, mm-hmm. And one baptism,
yeah.
One body, one spirit, one God, Father of all, above all, through all, and in you all. Now, watch Jesus. Neither pray I for these alone, but that they all may be one, as thou art in me and I in thee, that they all may be one in us. Jesus never prayed for 365 different denominations. Jesus never prayed for any man or woman to establish a church. If they establish a church, they did it without the word of God, without the timing of God, without the location of God. See, when God was to establish a church, he had a specific place to establish the church. Jerusalem. On the day of Pentecost, following the resurrection of Jesus, the year was AD 33. Any church founded before AD 33 is too early. Any church founded after AD 33 is too late. And any church that was found in the the United States of America. It was the wrong place. Any church that was founded in London, England, it was the wrong place. Any church that was founded in Rome, it was the wrong place. And if Jesus is not the founder, it's the wrong church. So now I hear you. You said, preacher, that Jesus had already died.
Well,
yes, he did. You said that when Christ gave the word to the apostles, he had died. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
But the Bible said he got up
early
on a Sunday morning. And when he got up on that Sunday morning, he stood on Resurrection Hill and said, all power in heaven and in earth has been given unto me.
Amen.
Go into all the world and preach the word to every creature. He that believed the word and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
So, I don't mind coming to you all's church, but y'all always want people to think that y'all are the right one. That's a good argument. If you say there's one, you got a good argument. Because now you establish where God said there's one.
Amen.
Now, how do we find out which is the one?
All right.
Go back to the word. Go back to the word.
Amen.
If you can establish that the one that you want to say is the one is in the Bible,
okay,
I have to go along with it.
Amen.
If you say that the one that you're in, headquarters in heaven, I have to go along with that.
Amen.
And if you say the one that you are in is the one that God is coming back for, I have to go along with it.
Amen.
See, the thing that we cannot deal with is that all of them makes up the one. That how could that be? I established one thing, that the word came from God to Christ. Christ gave the word to the apostles. The apostle gave the word to us. And all I'm asking you to do is to show me in the word another one. Another one. See, divisions only come when we don't speak the same thing.
Amen.
Look at your relationship. When you say something and the other person sees something else, what happens? It's just division. If you say, we're going, and the other person say, I'm not going, and you're going to be together, either you're going to stay or that person going to go. But if one go and one stay, guess what you are? You're divided. You can understand that about a relationship. Why can't we understand that about the church? And you know who divided the church? Man. Man divided the church. When you go against God's word, because we got the word from the apostle. The apostles got the word from Jesus. Jesus got the word from God. And if we just speak the word that God gave us, it can never be a division. But division comes when man do not speak the same thing. And we want God to accept us on every terms. And we don't do that. We don't do that. But God loves all of us. Now, that is the truth. The Bible says, "Is not in God's will that any should perish, but all should come to repentance." And as long as we refuse to repent, God can never save us. So I stand this morning to tell you that religion division is a sin before God.
Amen.
If you're here, you're not a member of the Lord's church, faith comes by hearing. That ain't never going to change. Hearing by the word of God. You got to believe the word. And that's why the word said, except you repent, you will perish. That's why the word said, you have to confess Jesus Christ as Lord in your life. And that's why the word said, you have to be baptized. So you say, well, I've been baptized when I was 3 years old. That's not biblical baptism.
Amen.
There's nowhere in the Bible where the Bible said a three-year-old need to be baptized, let alone a baby. But the Bible does tell us one that have sin and knowledge of that sin has to be baptized for the remission of their sin. That's the only way. The last person need to be baptized is a baby. Now the baby mother and the baby father.
Well,
now they need to be baptized. But the baby, see, we don't baptize. See, that's the difference. Denomination will baptize a baby in the drop of a hat. But the parents who brought the baby in, they won't do that. They say, well, you don't need to be baptized. The baby need to be baptized. But see, God didn't get said that to Jesus.
That's right.
And Jesus didn't say that to the apostles. And the apostle didn't say that to us. Well, where did that come from? Man, if you're here, you find yourself away from God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Believe with all your heart, repent of your sins, confess Jesus as Lord, be baptized in water for the remission of your sin. God will add you. Would you come? As we together stand and sing the song that has been.
You walk with the Lord in the light of his word.